It's been 10 years since Jeannie P. Nordskog and I put Life on the Radio to bed. This was the piece that I broadcast the week that she bowed out. Yesterday's edition of Life on the Radio was Jeannie P. Nordskog's final turn in the co-host's chair. With the busy life she leads, I'll never know how she had the time to do our show in the first place. But she did. Boy, did she. In the past 4.5 years, we have done 234 radio shows together, and I can honestly say that there was never a moment when I felt alone in it. That's amazing. That's over 280 hours of live conversation, more than 2 million words exchanged with 200 different guests, and every time I looked across the table in Studio A, I would see herself, the unflappable Jeannie P., in quiet control of the situation. She flashes her hand signals, conducts with smiles and nods of the head, and all the time, you'd swear she was just knitting. She was the music and the banter and the voice of reason for the show, the rudder and the queen of it. We've talked to folks about Indian marker trees, death and dying. Who really wrote Shakespeare? 50 years of ice hockey in Viroqua, depression, Christmas memories, and the OV fire. Herbs, good food, mothering, and the Enneagram, among hundreds of other topics. All were the stuff of Thursday mornings. And we never, ever didn't find someone to talk to. Not so much a tribute to us as it is to the people of the Driftless. This is a remarkable place. To say that I will miss Jeannie P. is like saying that I would miss breathing. Some things are just true. I will miss her humor, her love of words, and their proper use. Thank you very much. I will miss her rock-steady performance show after show after show. I'm fond of saying that I like working without a net, live radio, but that's not quite true, is it? The fact of the matter is that I had a safety net. My back was covered, my diversions gathered in, and my choked-up silences gracefully revoiced by the best handholder a radio show ever had. The truest safety net of all. It's not easy to do a show that sounds easy. A show that is agile in the ebb and flow of conversation. It's not easy to handle death on the radio. Not so easy to ask a man what it felt like when he was told his heart transplant wouldn't happen. You need to be rock steady and sure of where the show is going. You need to trust the guest and the subject matter. You need to have a sense of funny and silly and poignant and melancholy. But most of all, the hosts need to rely on each other. She has been the rock and the redwood, unflappable. That's what she is. It can get pretty hairy doing live radio, especially if you're the one sitting at the controls. There are technical glitches, mics that don't work, a guest that doesn't show up, and that dreaded blank stare from the person who was utterly chatty just a few minutes ago. It's easy at times to imagine the whole hour going south. It is really, really difficult to pull yourself back from that edge and go right on as if it's all in the script. I had a radio partner who is so good at this, it's scary. She worked with a guy, me, who goes off in unscripted directions. I tend to react to the last thing said and then play with it. Improvisation is tricky, and it works only with someone who not only keeps up, but goes you one better. Someone who delights in the surprises. And that's Jeannie, too. To see her face turn from engineer stern into that marvelous open smile she flashes made my day 200 times over. She lit me up. She really did. Now, I wanted to read this piece yesterday. I wanted to drop it on Jeannie unannounced because I knew she would never have allowed it into our script. But that would have been a first for me, a first for us. From day one, we've had a promise never to ambush a guest or each other. So I left it for this morning, my 5 minutes alone. I've shared a lot with you over the years, and I will tell you this, the truest thing that I will ever say is thank you to Jeannie P. Nordskog.